वाट सब्जेक्ट
नव वृंदावन के बारे में बोलिए, नव वृंदावन,
नव वृंदावन, नव वृंदावन,
धाम वृंदावन,
नव वृंदावन,
नाम वृंदावन,
नव
नव नव नव,
वाट यू शुड टेल, हम लोगों के यहाँ अंग्रेजी और
इंग्लिश,
अंग्रेजी
मेजोरिटी,
इन अवर कंट्री फ्रॉम प्रीवियस टाइम दे यूज टू गिव ऑल वेरी ऑनर टू ब्राह्मिन्स because in previous time the brahmans they used to know who is brahma brahma janati
iti brahma
iti brahmana but those who knows you don't know what is the quality of Brahmins. Only they take Upavit as I'm Brahmin. And they are always engaged in me and mine. Very attached, very, very attached. They are not Brahmins actually. There are so many qualities of Brahman told in Smriti, Bhagavatam, everywhere. He should be very tolerant. He should know Brahma. He is practicing to know Brahma. So many kinds of good qualities in Brahmin. You know the history of Maharshi Vasishtha, Brahmarshi Vasishtha and Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra was Kshatriya. Very, very powerful. So, Vishwamitra in his young age, he fought so many battles and defeated so many kings. One day, anyhow, there was some dispute in Vasishtha and Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra became very angry and he used to kill Vasishtha.
Want to kill?
He used his all kinds of
weapons.
And Vasishtha only his dunder.
ब्रह्मदंड
ही उसको खड़ा कर दिया
ब्रह्मदंड
को जस्ट पुट इट इन फ्रंट लाइक इट स्ट्रक द अर्थ
एंड वनली ही वाज नॉट डूइंग एनीथिंग साइलेंट विश्वामित्र ऑल वेपन्स ऑल बाण ऑल शास्त्र विद्या बिकेम इन वेन. Why he is doing so? He is doing nothing. And I could not kill him. Then he returned back and thought, now I will be Brahmarshi like Vasishtha. and I will anyhow gain that
title of Brahma,
not title, quality also. And Vasishtha should tell that you are Brahmarshi. He did so many studies, so many, and went to Vasishtha, tell me that I am Brahmarshi. He told you, you are not Brahmarshi.
You are Rajarshi.
You are Rajarshi, from Kshatriya Raja, king. You are Rishi. You have given up your kingdom, everything, wife, children, everything now. But still you are Rajarshi, not Brahmarshi. Then Vishwamitra wanted to kill him. That why he is not accepting that I am Brahmarshi. Otherwise, if he will not accept anyone
in the whole world, will not
they cannot accept. Because Vasishtha is authority. Then one day in night, he took a sword, Vishwamitra, and went in the ashram of Vasishtha, and he wanted to kill him. And in the cottage, Arundhati, the wife of Vasishtha and Vasishtha both were
talking each other.
Arundhati was telling, why in vain you are quarrelling with
Vishwamitra?
He wants to kill us. He has killed our so many sons. Now he wants to kill you also. So you should accept him. Really he has done so many austerities. Oh, I like Vishwamitra, Vasishtha told. Now he is so much high. But still there are something lacking in him. If I accept him, Brahmarshi, then the lacking will be in him. So I want to rectify. I want that he should be tolerant. Especially Brahmans should be tolerant. They should not be impatient, upset always. If anyone abusing him, dishonoring him, even he should be silent. He should know that this body is not mine. I am not this body. So dishonoring of this body is not my dishonoring. I am Sachidananda. So these worldly abuses, the worldly things will not touch him. So he never becomes angry. Vishwamitra was hearing, and he throws his sword and he did Sashtang Pranam. When he did, Vasishtha, he took him, Brahmarshi Vishwamitra Brahmarshi. So, from ancient time, Brahmans like this. So in India, smart mood came. No quality, but by father, mother, they used to think that we are Brahmins, and they used to have this. So they used to think that only the sons of Brahmins are Brahmin. And for this they used to think all are, I am superior than all. So, in Bengal it was very, very
strong,
rigid. Once there was a dispute in Brahman and
Vaishnav.
All learned Brahmins, Brahman Pandit from Kashi, from South India, Vishnu Kanchi, from Bengal, Bhattacharya and so many.
They came there.
And Vaishnava, they went to Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Please come there. And you should keep the side of
Vaishnava.
From all India, prominent leaders of the Brahmins have come. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, now I am old. I cannot go. But I am sending my son, Srila Siddhanta Saraswati. And he will go. And requested Madhusudan Goswami from Vrindavan,
Radharaman.
To assist him. He also came. And they went there. Bali Ghai or
Kele Ghai.
Medinipur.
Bali Ghai. Bali Ghai.
Oh, so much big conference was there. Then Brahmins kept their sight. They told from Vedas, Upanishad, from here and there, that Brahmins have come from head of the Vishnu. So they are superior. So many arguments they gave, so many slokas they have quoted. Then Prabhupada, at that time he was hardly 16 or 18 or 20, very young. He stood up and began to speak. First of all, he did Guru Vaishnava Vandana, then Brahman Vandana, and all these things, and then he began to speak. Really, Brahmins are superior. Everywhere it is told that Brahmins are superior.
Varnanang Brahmano Guru.
So, in Srimad Bhagavat, so many examples. But thing is that we should decide who is Brahmin. Only to show this upabit is Brahmin, or really there should be qualities. Vividly in Srimad Bhagavat it has been written.
Chaturvarna maya sishta.
Tata Gita.
It
has been written. Only coming from the
Brahmin family,
Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, from Brahmins. Khatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. This has not been any factor. If a person, he is in the dynasty of Brahmin, if he has the qualities what he's been told in Shastra that he is Brahman, the qualities of Brahman, then he is really Brahman. But like Ravan, he came from Kulastha Rishi, Brahmin. He knew all Vedas. All Vedas. But he used to stole the wives of others, to kill others, and also he took the wife of so many
kings,
so bad qualities, so he has not been called Brahmin, but he is called Rakshas.
Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakshas, son of Kashyap Rishi.
Oh, they have come from
Kashyap Rishi, Kashyap Gotra.
But really, they are not Brahmins. They are called Asur. Whereas Prahlad Maharaj was in the dynasty of
Demon.
He was honorable even to Brahmins, who knowing all the having the qualities, even what to tell them, even Nrisimhadev, he honored him. He was disciple of Narada Rishi, and he has all the qualities of the Brahmins. So, when he began to give all these things,
Jagai Madhai Brahman family, Jagadananda Bandhopadhyay, Madhavananda Bandhopadhyay.
Then they become silent, and gradually, one after another, began to give up this place.
We are going for nature call and never come back.
And then all Brahmins and Vaishnavas became very happy. And when Bhaktivinoda Thakur heard this, he gave his mercy special to Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta. But even the Brahmins of Bengal, they eat meat, eggs,
fish,
everything. But still they are Brahmins.
Yeah. Every year called
Goswamis.
They
also called Goswamis.
Even in Vrindavan,
they are called Goswami.
Either our dost dekha hai, Goswami hai, wo sab khate hai.
Even in Vrindavan also, the Goswami, son of Goswami, Chaturvedi son, they are eating meat also.
But I don't know why, from my birth, though I was also Trivedi like him, Shandilya Gotra, Shandilya Rishi of Vrindavan, his Gotra. But I had no all these things, no abhiman of Brahmins, like this. Where I used to see any quality, I used do to pranam to all. But for a smart Brahmin, it is very hard to give up this idea. Very hard. But they are lucky who accept this theory of Bhagavatam, that really who is Vaishnava, Brahman. Prithu Maharaj, he told that Krishna has sent me to rule whole world. I am ruling everywhere my Adhikari is there.
My right is there.
Rule.
My rule is going up. I am ruling.
Mera adhikar chalta hai sab jagah. But I have told my subordinates, don't have any rule, regulation, anything on qualified Vaishnavas and Brahmins. Never. Otherwise, if they will course, Now this Brahman can cause nothing.
Even when Lord Ram broke the bow and Lakshman told that in our dynasty always honor Brahmin. So you are Brahmin one side, another side bow and arrow and axe. So if you are not supposed to be Brahman, then we can shoot you immediate. But in our dynasty always honor Brahmin, so we are not doing anything to you.
So we should always honor where there is quality, not with Brahmin or king or anyone.
And Lakshman, what kind of Brahman you are? You have bow and arrow and axe.
Always think, neither we are Brahman, neither
Mahaprabhu.
Naham vipro.
Naham vipro. Nacha narapati. Napi vaishyo na shudra.
Naham varani nacha grihapati.
Na vanasko jati vaati. Pradda nikla paramananda purna mitabdhe. Gopi bhartur padakamalayo urdasa dasa anudasa.
If you are not body, why you should have the abhiman of Brahman, Vaishya, Kshatriya, Shudra? We are part and parcels of Supreme Lord. We are soul, Vishuddha soul. So we should try to be fixed in that transcendental form. If anyone doing like so, then really Vaishnava. If only tilak is there, big mota mala is here, but no tattva gyan, then he is really not Vaishnava. He should know something. He should be tolerance than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told like. Trinadapi suni chena. Tarurapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtanyas. Also this is the quality of Brahmins, Vaishnava. If any Vaishnava is not like this, really he is not Vaishnava. Only tilak mala diksha will not do.
Why Gurudev is giving Upanayan?
What?
Why Gurudev giving Upanayan, diksha?
To enter in the class of Diksha. So he should gradually, he is given to study in college. He has begun, not college, school.
He's admitted.
He is a student, but he is not full a student. Like this.
I heard it, Hindi mein bolta hoon, maine suna hai ki janeu dene ke baad se wo brahman ho jate hain. Aur agar Gita ko bhi agar hum maan le guna karma vibhagashah, to agar aapne bhi bataya ki agar qualities nahi hai और केवल यज्ञोपवीत है तो वह ब्राह्मण नहीं है,
वैसे वैष्णव में
वैष्णव के लिए भी है. लेकिन भगवान श्री कृष्ण ने कहा कि चातुर्वर्ण्यम मया सृष्टम. सृष्टम या पास्ट टेंस भूतकाल प्रत्यय.
ओ, बनाया
जी,
ठीक है ना
जी,
उसका रेल रेगुलेशन बनाया
जी.
इसको जो फॉलो करेगा वो ब्राह्मण होगा, क्षत्रिय होगा, वैश्य होगा
जी.
वो गुण कर्म के विभाग से
जी. तो क्या यह संभव है कि किसी को जनेऊ देने मात्र से वह ब्राह्मण हो जाए अगर गुण कर्म उसमें नहीं है?
यदि नहीं होता तो रामानुज कितने बड़े दिग्विजयी विद्वान और भगवान
थी.
अच्छा, मध्वाचार्य जी थे, विष्णु स्वामी, निम्बादित्य, ये अगाध अगाध पंडित, इन लोगों ने क्यों दिया
जी?
ये भी तो विचार करने की जरूरत. और इस समय में भी हमारे भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर, श्रील प्रभुपाद, भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती जी, सर्व विद्या विशारद सब, आज उन्हीं के वजह से विश्व में ये वैष्णव धर्म फैल रहा है.
चोटी देखने को मिलती है.
कुछ मिलती है देखने के लिए. तुलसी का अस्तित्व है, भक्ति का अस्तित्व है, वैष्णव का यह है. आज सारे विश्व में लोग हरि नाम करने लग गए, मांस मछली ये साधारण नहीं थे, उन लोगों ने इसको माना है, इसलिए यह मान करके चलने से ही हमारा, क्योंकि इसमें आत्मविद्या है। आजकल जो स्मार्ट ब्राह्मणत्व है, इसमें मैं आत्मा हूं ये कहीं नहीं दिखता। और वैष्णव धर्म में सबसे पहले तुम आत्मा हो, तुम शरीर नहीं हो, यही आत्मज्ञान होने से अपने आप ब्रह्मणता आई, वो ब्रह्म को, ब्रह्म माने कृष्ण को जानना, जान सकता है। नारद जी कौन से जाति के थे बतलाइए?
पूर्वावस्था तो न ब्राह्मण,
क्या थे?
शूद्र थे, दासी के पुत्र थे।
अच्छा, फिर क्या हो गए?
ब्राह्मण गुरु
जैसे तैसे ब्राह्मण नहीं, ब्रह्मविद जो ब्राह्मण उनके भी गुरु बन गए।
सस्पृष्ठात गौतम,
ठीक है, हम लोग परस्पर गुण जहाँ है उनका आदर दें, वी शुड ऑनर वेयर इज क्वालिटी, एंड दोज हु हैव ब्रह्म ज्ञान एंड दोज हु आर प्रैक्टिसिंग हरे कृष्ण whether they don't know anything, but we should know that he is real Brahmin or Vaishnav. एक नाम भगवान का निकल गया मुख से, समझो जो पूर्व पूर्व जन्म में वेद पढ़ लिया है, भागवत का श्लोक है, उचू हरिनाम गृणन तिजेते, क्या है श्लोक भागवत में का, वो जो भी कोई हो उसके मुख से निकल गया हरे कृष्ण अथवा कृष्ण राम इत्यादि कुछ भी निकल गया, समझो जो पहले पहले जन्मों में वेद पढ़ लिया, सारे ब्राह्मणों के कार्य कर लिए हैं, दान पुण्य कर लिए हैं, गंगा इत्यादि तीर्थों में स्नान कर लिए हैं, कुछ बाकी नहीं, तब उसके मुख से नाम निकलेगा, नहीं तो नहीं निकलेगा। हाँ, जजिवाग्रे वर्तते नाम तुभ्यं ते पो तप
गृणन्ति जेते,
गृणन्ति नाम गृणन्ति, आप पढ़ेंगे भागवत
जैव धर्म में सब मिलेगा, जैव धर्म में सब कुछ मिलेगा।
क्या
जीव गोस्वामी saying who is not born in Brahmin family then how he cannot do the activities like yagya and
in Vanashram Dharma.
So you are not Brahmin, are you doing yoga?
How did you do your prashna? Yesterday he did groundbreaking ceremony.
They have another program in Jagat Tarini's house.
Who?
Maharaj पूछ रहे हैं कि जो ब्राह्मण नहीं है तो वह
ब्राह्मण नहीं है, मैंने
जो ब्राह्मण से पैदा नहीं हुआ ब्राह्मण माता पिता से, तो वह कैसे वेद मंत्रों को पढ़ करके यज्ञ करा सकता है, ये उनका प्रश्न है। जीव गोस्वामी ने ऐसा कहीं लिखा है ऐसा वो
बताने, हमको तो एक श्रीमद भागवत का श्लोक है जिसको जीव गोस्वामी ने व्याख्या की है कि नाम की महिमा के संबंध में है कि कोई हरिनाम इत्यादि करके के वैष्णव हुआ है किंतु वो यज्ञ नहीं कर सकता,
बोलिए ब्राह्मण ने पानी ग्रहण करवे ना, ब्राह्मण करना।
विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर ने कहा
सवनाय कल्पते लास्ट
ये बात ठीक नहीं है, वो अनाधिकारी के लिए लिखा,
लोगों का रुचि नहीं है कुछ,
वैष्णव को तो यज्ञ इत्यादि में रुचि नहीं होती है, बेकार का चीज है, इसलिए वो लोग यज्ञ करते हैं, उनको तो हरिनाम में भगवान की भक्ति में श्रवण कीर्तन में रुचि होती है, यज्ञ किस लिए करेंगे, उनको क्या जरूरत है यज्ञ करने की वैष्णव की, इसलिए उनकी रुचि नहीं होती इसलिए नहीं करते, हाँ यदि इच्छा करे तो कर सकते हैं, कर सकते हैं।
इधर कोई सात्विक पाबंदी नहीं है करने पर।
एक कहानी आपसे कहा था, एक लड़का था
बताया जवाली सत्य का बताया था आपने,
फिर से सुन ले
इंग्लिश।
तो वो गुरु जी के पास में गया,
अंग्रेजी बोले, अंग्रेजी
गौतम ऋषि
इंग्लिश इंग्लिश अंग्रेजी में,
देयर इज अ बॉय ऑफ 5 years, ही वेंट टू अ वेरी ग्रेट ऋषि ब्राह्मण, हिज नेम वॉज गौतम, देन ही वेंट एंड टोल्ड दैट ओ गुरु जी आई वॉन्ट टू रीड वेदास। Oh, then Gautam told, only Brahmins can read Bhagavad, Vedas.
What is your Gotra?
So, what is the name of our father and what tribe?
Gotra. Your Gotra.
Gotra.
Gotra, you are.
Pravarsaka.
Then he returned back to,
well, I have to ask my mother.
Mother, mother. And asked, oh, I went to study Vedas, but Gautam Rishi is telling that what is your Gotra and who is your father, what is the name of your father. Then her mother told, his mother told, oh, in young age I was like a prostitute. I don't know from whom you have taken birth. So there is no Gotra of yours. You can tell this true fact to your guru.
My mother name is Javali, my name is Satyakam.
Oh, my mother is
Javali.
Javali.
And my name is Satyakam.
And she has given me Satyakam this name. So I only know this.
Oh.
Then he, Rishi Gautam, hearing this, embraced that word. Oh, you are really Brahmin. Because this true thing that my mother was prostitute, I don't know from whom I have come. They cannot tell this fact. So you are really a Brahmin. And then he
taught him Veda. Thake bare, either I had a program ache.
Or ghare jete hobe.
No, no, either a program sabai jabe ar onnar jaygay.
Achha. Kotha jay.
Jagat Tarini's house, all in day, go in class.
ঠিক ও বলেছিল যে আমার ঘরে যে
সবাই বলবলকম দি দেখলে চলবে না,
একবার 5 মিনিটে ঘুরে আসে
হয় না, করে যা হয় না কি 5 মিনিট করা
কথা কথা যে 5 উসকা ঘর কিতনা মিনিট হ্যায়
তু রে গুরুজি আধা ঘন্টা লাগ জায়েগা
বাবা
বেটি
শিষ্য খুশ হো তুমারা কল্যাণ হো
वेद में स्त्री और शूद्र का अधिकार नहीं है, इसीलिए आप भी दीक्षा में भी स्त्री को गायत्री मंत्र नहीं बताते, तो फिर शूद्र को क्यों प्रोत्साहित करते हैं वेद मंत्र को पढ़ने और बोलने के लिए?
मैं बताऊं,
वो यदि उसमें ये आ गया है भाव कि मैं कृष्ण का भजन करूंगा, ये भाव आते ही ब्राह्मण का भाव उसमें आ गया।
दूसरी बात है
इसलिए नहीं, ब्राह्मण होकर के भी यदि भक्ति नहीं है तो वो शूद्र से भी गया बीता है, वो एक श्लोक है इसमें।
चंडालोपी
द्विजश्रेष्ठ
हरि भक्ति परायण,
अतएव जहां उसमें किसी में भाव आ गया, कोई भी हो, देशी विदेशी, शूद्र हो, चंडाल हो, जो कोई भी, वो उसके अंदर में आया भाव कि मैं भगवान का भजन करूं, मैं कौन हूं ये समझूंगा जानूंगा, कृष्ण क्या है, उनसे हमारा रिलेशन क्या है, बस समझो जो ब्राह्मण का गुण इसमें आ गया है वो वेद पढ़ सकता
है। पंचम वेद महाभारत में अधिकार है, और अर्थयं ब्रह्म सूत्राणाम भारतार्थ विनिर्णय गायत्री भाष्य रूप सो वेदार्थ परे विलिंगित, तो जो भागवत उसमें अधिकार है तो वेद में क्या अधिकार बाकी रह गया
भागवत में? आजकल का ब्राह्मण ही वेद नहीं जानता है तो लोगों को क्या भी।
Now they have to go now. Gautamanande. अदवा ये दिन, ना ना ना, घी माखन है, घी और बटर है।